Welcome to Social Geek Radio. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Well, Deb Evans, recording Social Geek Radio Studios in the Houston, Texas area. My co-host Jack Munson is out on assignment, so my sidekick is not here with me tonight, but that's okay. I've got this covered because I have an awesome guest, Katie Johnson with Voice Solutions, that I met when we were both in Fargo, North Dakota for the Mode conference. And I was really fascinated watching Katie talk to the Mode franchisees about their marketing, and there was a whole new element that I hadn't really thought about, and it was sensory marketing. So I've asked Katie to join me tonight and to talk a little bit about that. So Katie, welcome to Social Geek Radio. It's wonderful to have you.
Oh, thank you so much, Deb. It was so wonderful meeting you in Fargo. I hope you didn't get too cold. I'm from Minnesota myself, so the weather wasn't that much of a shock, but
you and I joined Don from the UPS store, and Don's from New Jersey, and Don and I kept talking. It's like, we didn't die. We didn't freeze to death. Everybody, you know, warned us, like, oh, my God, why are you going to Fargo? It's like, okay. But, of course, then it was like 20 below after we left. So I'm glad I was there and I got to experience. Thank you very much for introducing me to the Alien Encounter. What was the name of that restaurant? Alien?
Yeah, Space Alien. That was definitely an out-of-this-world experience.
It was. And it's a franchise. So one of the things I love doing is doing something different, getting to experience a new franchise or different franchise. So had not been there. It was a great experience. Thank you very much. But so let's talk about – well, tell us a little bit about Voice Solutions and what do you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So Voice Solutions is the premier provider of sensory marketing services for business. We have six different products that we do this with. We do in-store music, message on hold services, digital signage and software, sound masking, scent, whatever you need. We've got like one goal in mind. We want to make your environment speak for itself. That's kind of how Voice Solutions has been crafted. Over the years, it's just kind of manifold for all of these different sensory solutions. We see a need, and so we add a product that is going to fit that need. Kind of overall sensory marketing, if you're not familiar with it, sensory marketing is a marketing tactic that utilizes the senses to forge strong emotional connections between brands and customers. Bottom line, we want your customers to think of you and your brand when they smell a certain smell, hear a certain song, or experience a certain feeling within your location. That's what's going to create that lasting and loyal customer that we're all desperately searching for.
I think it's great. It's genius because we know even like within Facebook, they're trying to, you know, connect you with your emotions, and they have all those, you know, emoticons or whatever it is that you call them. So makes sense. So one of the things that, and as I mentioned in the start, that caught my attention was the smell sense. So, you know, I walked over to your display area, your exhibit area, and there was this wonderful smell. And the, one of the things that you were explaining to the Mode franchisees is, you know, being able to capture and utilize the sense of smell in locations. So is there different scents? I mean, I know there's Scentsy's oils and, you know, all these things that we see now on Facebook and online. But I don't know that I've actually noticed them in stores or casinos or locations, but I bet they're there. So tell us a little bit about those senses and what ones that now I'm going to be tuned into. Oh, I smell lavender and I want to spend money or whatever. I want to shop a little bit longer.
Great question. So scent is kind of new into the marketplace. We pair with a company that uses oil-based versus cartridge-based. So if you're looking at implementing scent, definitely know the difference. What's great about the oil-based scent is that it's all hyperallergenic, but it actually disperses. It's lighter than air, so it disperses evenly throughout the space, and it has blanket coverage. So you're not going to have one spot that's overwhelming with scent and then the other one you don't smell it at all. Why we try to push scent so much is if you create a custom scent that ties to one of to your brand, let's say, that's your strongest memory trigger that people experience. So if you, depending on, and this is kind of in the beginning, we go through a collaborative type sales approach where we want to really know what it is you're trying to accomplish, what you want your customers to perceive your brand to be. Are you looking to be energetic? Do you want it to be relaxing? Are you looking for, like, my one of my favorites and one that we brought to Mode is Woodland Fresh. Great scent. What is it you're looking to accomplish? And we will match a scent to that. So we're not going to try to put you in something that doesn't fit your brand. What's great about scent also is if you can find a scent that makes sense for your brand, pardon me with all these scent and scent comments okay. here. If you find a scent that matches really well and you put it in all of your locations, I can go to location A and it will automatically trigger that memory that I was at location B, and it will reinvigorate me and bring me back to that time. And if it's a positive memory, then you're going to increase the amount of time that someone is actually in that location, which in the end is going to increase sales, which in the end is going to increase your bottom line. And it's also been tied to a much higher rate of referrals. So any time that you have a positive experience and you're going to refer a friend, scent has been tied directly into kind of catapulting that.
Cool. Wow. So, yeah, so now I'm going to be really, I guess, tuned in to my smell. Like, am I smelling that because, you know, because there's a hidden oil here somewhere or...
Is that actually fresh baked bread or
that's right.
is it an artificial scent that someone is pumping out?
Right. And, you know, in real estate market, if anybody that's selling their house, oh, you should have something that fresh baked smell going. And it's like you're searching for, you go, oh, it's just that oil that's over there. But it makes sense to put it in businesses. You know, we want people to shop longer. We want people to eat more. We want people to spend more money. Do you put scents in casinos?
Like, absolutely. We put scent in casinos. We have odor neutralizing that can help with not even just masking that sense of smoke, since most casinos are not smoke-free, but it actually eliminates that smell. We do it in a lot of nightclubs. You've got a lot of sweaty bodies in there. You don't want it to smell, so we put it in the HVAC system, actually, so right. It covers the entire space. So we have all different types of equipment, you know, from something small if you're looking for a lobby or an office, all the way to entire facilities like casinos or nightclubs. It just really depends on what your need is, and that's why, like I said in the beginning, we have that consultative sale, which is really fun for me to be able to sell and learn more about a business, learn more about a franchisee or a franchisor and what it is they're trying to accomplish. I mean, a great example would be, and I'm switching subjects here on a little bit, but a great example would be music.
Yes.
So anytime you go into a store, we always know that it has to be, if it's a business, it has to be licensed music. And not all providers are licensed. So all of our music services are 100% licensed. They're all scrubbed content. But we did an experiment where we wanted to test wine sales. So different music was played during different portions in a winery. And when French music was played, French wine outsold German wine 5-1. And when German music was played, German wine outsold French bottles 2-1. So what an, you know, effect of music, just something subconsciously in the background, how that's affecting the buyer's behavior.
Very good. Yeah, and thank you for making that great transition, because one of the things you told me when we were in Fargo, and I really didn't know this, and maybe a lot of business owners do, is that, you know, if I go into my nail salon and they're just playing the radio, 95.7, whatever that station is, that's illegal. They can't really be throwing the radio station over their speakers.
No, it's not licensed. BMI, ASCAP, CSAC, they might come after you. Now, if it's a mom-and-pop shop or a one-off location, it doesn't mean that they're going to come knocking on your door tomorrow, so I'm not trying to scare anyone, but it definitely is something to look into that you are covered. So we are a licensed music provider for 6 different music solutions here. Just so that we don't have that cookie cutter solution, we can find one that really fits your needs depending on how much customization you need or if you just want it background, if you want it to be interactive for your customers. But anyone who's playing music that is a business really should be looking into licensed music.
Right. So it makes total sense to me now. Didn't understand it earlier, but so I am a member of a Coco Fit Club, which is a franchise, and I'm a member here in the local area, and I just happened to ask the trainer or the manager of the day, it's like, what's music are you playing? So, oh, that comes from corporate and they predetermine based on the time of day and our audience base. And it, just went right over my head. It's like, oh, okay, it comes from corporate and I think corporate is in Boston. Now I'm getting it. It's like, oh, very smart move. So I get that.
So what's great about music. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's perfect. Keep going.
I was going to say what's great about music and certain music solutions that we have. If you are, I like to use the examples of restaurants because a lot of times there's a lot of target markets for restaurants. You mm-hmm. may have the morning crowd, the lunch crowd, the early happy hour crowd, and then the late night crowd. And if you have, each crowd may have a different taste in music. So being able to have control of that and schedule playlists to play, from 10 to noon and then noon to 3 and then have, your party hoppers like me going out from 10 to midnight and you want top 40. Being able to control that is just going to increase your customer satisfaction. And it's also, like I mentioned before, going to increase the amount of time they're spending in your establishment.
Right.
So now all of a sudden they might be drinking one or two more beverages or be ordering an appetizer. So it's just adding to your bottom line. And I think that that's a really interesting way to look at sensory marketing. From how do I get my ROI on this?
Mm-hmm.
What is my experience in this facility, and is it hurting my business or is it helping my business?
Right. So so we'll go back to Coco Fit Club. I noticed that I work out at a certain time of day, and a lot of that depends on, my calendar and when I can do it. But the one thing I did notice, and I mentioned this to the manager, is that the type of music that's played at that particular time frame. So I like that. I don't necessarily like, the music that they're playing maybe early in the morning. So I think you're right. I think that's what appeals to me. So it's like, oh, yeah, this is why I don't, try to charge in there first thing in the morning because that's not, it's not meeting that sense.
Right.
That
absolutely. And I think the biggest challenge for companies, especially in today's market with so many different options, is how can we retain their current customers?
Right.
And sensory marketing is the difference between keeping a customer and losing one. So
right.
Looking at it from that perspective, you've already spent all this money trying to get this customer. Now what are you going to do to keep this customer?
Right. And it's those little things. I mean, who would have, you got to think about that type of marketing, your senses. So before,
absolutely.
We're going to be coming out of time here soon, but let's touch base too. There's digital marketing or your digital clinic. Tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing on the digital side.
Yeah, absolutely. Digital signage and digital clinic, it kind of goes hand in hand. We acquired a company called Wand a while back, and that's why we got the digital clinic because we worked a lot with dental clinics. But digital signage, which is one of my favorite products to sell, would be I'm trying to think of a great way to explain it if you don't know what it is. If you were to walk into an establishment and see like a giant television screen that
right.
was playing marketing materials, that's mm-hmm. what digital signage would be. It doesn't necessarily have to be marketing materials. You can do entertainment. You can do informational. You can do schedules. A lot of people are actually using it now for HR because it's cheaper than printing materials. You know that your employees are going to look at it instead of sending out a mass email, for HR compliances.
Right.
There's so many different reasons to use digital signage. One of the biggest ones is if you need to make something on the fly, which is me all the time, I'll misspell a word or something. Instead of having to reprint something because I messed up, I can go in on the backboard and change something and it instantly is going to go to my digital signage. Our digital signage that we use is great for scalability and functionality. It has an automatic conversion of files, which is really rare to find in digital signage. So if I'm working in PowerPoint or PDF or whatever it is, and I upload it, it will automatically converge to the correct format without me having to figure out how to do it. Nice. Which I think specifically when you're working with larger locations that have multiple like franchises or hospital chains or whatever it is that you have tons of screens that you're trying to manage, that's a great way to be able to go in and make sure that you're up to date.
Mm-hmm.
We also have, and since you're the social media guru, we also do tagging in our digital signage. So I like to think, it's called metadata tagging, but I like to think of it as like a hashtag, like you would do for Twitter or Instagram. If you have multiple locations and you have different content going to different locations, you can actually, on that specific, we call them spots for, or a slide, on that spot, you can add a tag. So if you needed to, you know, all of a sudden take down your February Valentine's Day promotion, you could search for that tag, and any location that has that tag will pop up so you can either remove it or change it or add to it, whatever it is, instead of having to go through each individual location, which I just think is the niftiest thing.
Yeah, that is very, very cool. I think for any franchisor that's going to put these multiple signages out to have that kind of capability. So very, very cool. Well, I love the whole topic. I would not have thought that, you know, sensory marketing would be something that we'd be discussing on Social Geek Radio, nor did I think, you know, Fargo, North Dakota would be somewhere I would ever visit and then learn this thing. So we should all open our minds to something a little different. So,
absolutely.
How can our listeners, if they want to learn a little bit more about all this sensory marketing and you have just so many things that you could be discussing with them, what's the best way that they should reach you and where should they, you know, if they want to do a little bit of digital surfing and learning more, where would you send them to?
Well, you can always check out our website. It is voicesolutionsinc.com. To contact me directly, my direct phone number is 763-201-1403, and my email is kjohnson, spelled just like it sounds, at voicesolutionsinc.com. And that would be the best way to get a hold of me. And if anyone listening wants to have, you know, a free guide to choosing the right music provider, along with like a PDF about leveraging sensory marketing, I'd be more than happy to send some information out if there's any interest.
Very good. Well, thank you. This was very, very informative, and I enjoyed it. So we may have you back to discuss this in a little bit more detailed, but thank you so much for joining us, and I hope you have a great evening.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.